de Memre. Of Rabbi Shua ben Lakish, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Now, so let's start from the beginning of the Memre. Rabbi Shua ben Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Omar, Shnaim Shebo Ledin, Echot Rach Ve'echot Koshe. This is the second big line. Echot Rach Ve'echot Koshe. Actually, Tishma Divrayen. Oy mi shtish mit evrayem ve at yedei lechem dinete at rashelim alhen in ami diska koche shem nischayev chozok u nimtsa chozok reit. So we saw that there is a machleke between Rashi and Tesis, even though Rashi is not so explicit, but they all assume the Bach, the Prishe, I mean all the nisikilim and achish mishpet assume that there is a machleke between Rashi and Tesis, and the Pashas Haloshen indicates that way. So according to Rashi, v'nim tzochozik reit, it doesn't mean that the one who thinks he's going to lose will persecute the dying. And in other words, that there will be that will be physical detriment to the dying. Chozik reit means he will argue with him. He'll try to be mahapech asadim. He'll argue with the dying. But this is according to Rashi, according to Teisves, Nimtzachodikreite means Silmamish, that the Baldin is so tough and rude that he will persecute the dying. Now, so we said that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves, or Rashi and the Rambam, because according to Rashi, so the whole Alochen, because there are two Isurim in Luis Gomes. One is the Ikalav has reference to a dayan. And according to Rashi, what kind of a dayan? A dayan kovua, who is memuneh litzibur. A dayan, a regular dayan who is memuneh litzibur, so it's his task to be done. So the Ikalav, the droshe in the Sefri, Dovaracheya, Shemo Teimar, Ish Pleini, Rosheu, Shemo Yadlik es Gdishi, Shemo Yarek es Bni. So, Likach Homro Ateiro, Lishagumni. So, in other words, one is Mechuyev. So, Idayan, according to Rashi, only Idayan who is Kavua Litzibu, is Mechuyev even to be Misanefesh himself. Not that he is Mechuyev to risk his life when there is a Sofik Ashoku. But if it's just a remote possibility, so he's mechuyev to assume that risk of remote possibility of sakonis nefoshes, and of course he's mechuyev to sustain any hardship, even extreme hardship. Even though in respect to all mitzvahs asei and mitzvahs lois asei b'shev al taise, so one is not mechuyev to sustain an extreme hardship, hein rab, but here is mechuyev. That's the love of the Zegurum Bneish. So according to Rashi, the love, that's the Ika love of the Zegurum Bneish. The Pshutish only called the Zegurum Bneish. The Zegurum in the sense, don't be afraid. So that applies only to a dayan, and what kind of a dayan? A dayan who is kavua litzibo, who is memuneh l'rabbi. So he is mechuyev. He is mechuyev to show courage and to sustain every hardship and even to assume the risk of ichshosh arecheike of sakonis nefoshes. If it's a real sofik of sakonis nefoshes, so then pikuach nefesh will be deich. But if anything short of a real sofik sakonis nefoshes, so the dayan is mechuyev to bear. Only the dayan who is kavua l'rabbi, but someone who is not kavua l'rabbi, one who is not a dayan, so he's not bound by this iser of l'isagur. But then there is another drosha in l'isagur, which is not the ikala, it's not the filishal mikro, l'isagur in the sense of l'asach nizvarecho. So that applies even to a talmid, sheyeshu v'nirabbi. As far as the other Yisrael of Lisagur is concerned, Lisagur in the sense of Lisachnis Dorecho, so it is to be treated like every other Lav Mishaval Taise. So just as every other Lav Mishaval Taise, one is not Mechuyev to sustain the loss of a Hein Rav, In other words, to sustain a great hardship, a hinrab. So here too. And of course, he's not. If let's say there is a possibility that one of the baladin, or the baladin, will mete out vengeance against the dayan, so the dayan is not mechuyev to be. So let's say the Talmid is not mechuyev to say anything. Or even a dayan who is not a dayan kovel rabbi. Oh, that's Rashi shite. The Rambam shite, and probably Tosfos also like the Rambam, they agree with Rashi, except on one thing. They also agree with Rashi that there are two yisurim implicit in the love of Lizekuru. The Ika love of Lizekuru, the Pshutishon Mikro of Lizekuru, Lizekuru in the sense, don't be afraid. So that applies only to a dayan, not to a Talmid. Anyone who is not a dayan, and then the other isher of lisagur in the sense of lisachnisu dvareichem, which applies even to Talmid. So they agree with Rashi that the ikalav of lisagur so implies that one is mechuyev even to sustain an extreme hardship and even to assume the risk of shoshrechayik of zakonis nefoshes. But where is according to Rashi? So the ikalav of lisagur that addresses itself to a dayan. So has reference only to a dayan akubu al rabim. The Rambam shita is, and that's probably Teisa shita too, that it addresses it. It has reference to every kind of a dayan. But what is called dayan? So if one is kubu al rabim, so he's always to be treated as a dayan. Whether he heard the tainess, he didn't hear the tainess, he's always to be treated as a dayan. After all, that's his job. He's a dayan kovul arabi. But if he's not a dayan kovul arabi, but the parties came before him and they were mikavlim, they asked him that he should be the dayan. So then, if he already heard the tainess, so there was already a certain degree of involvement on his part. So then he is to be treated like a dayan, and the special love, the ikar love of Lizekuru applies to him. But before he heard the tainess, he's not even to be treated like a dayan. So he's to be treated like a talmid. You see. So the nafkemina between Rashi shite and let's say the Rambam shite is in regard to a dayan that is not kavu al rabbi. To a dayan that is not kavu al rabbi, and he already heard the tainess. So according to the Rambam, if he already heard the tainess, even though he's not kavu al rabbi, but he agreed to be a dayan in this case, and he already heard the tainess, so he already became involved. So he's to be treated like a dayan, and mimele the love, the ikar love of lisagur in the sense, don't be afraid. And face any hardship and even assume the risk of your mood of Yechshosherichek of Kach Nefesh applies to him. According to Rashi, no. It only applies to a dayan. The Ikalav of Lizekuru applies only to a dayan who is Kavu al Rabbi. Kavu al Rabbi. All right. So Shem Nischai v'chod nitzachot v'chaitim shidish medorei v'at yedir v'chadineite yatu yocholim alayin nizkalchem shenema lisagur m'nish Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchai Meir, מנין לתלמיד שישב לפני רבי, וראו זכוס לעוני וכי ולעושם מנין של אישתי, שנאמר לסגור מדיש. רב חונין אומר, או ויאמר החונין או רב חונין אומר, לא יסח לזברך ומתניש, ויהיו עדים ידים אסמי הם עדים, ולפני מי הם עדים, ומי עושית לפורע מהם, שנאמר ועומדו שני אנושים אשר לא הם עורית לפני עד השם, ויד היונים ידים אסמי הם דונים, ולפני מי ידונים, ומי עושית ליפור אמן, שנאמר לקים ניצר בעל הסקייל, וכן בישוב הדעים, ילעים אל השאיפתים, ראו מה אתם עושים, תלוי לא עודם תשפיטו, כי אם השם, שם אוי אמר הדיון, מה לביצע? אז זה, since the consequences for any blunder in a mishpat, are so serious, so maybe a dayan is justified in saying, why should I involve myself? Maybe I'll render the wrongful judgment, so I'll have to suffer the consequences. Tamlein achimochen bidvar mishpot. Einu le dayen al mashein avreis. Because the dayen has to render the decision in good faith, in accordance with his conviction. But if, let's say, he rendered a decision in accordance with his conviction, in good faith, but it turned out that he made it toys, so then he's not to be condemned, because that's the aloche of in lili dayen elama, shein evreis. In other words, so when the Gemara says, to b'shiko adas means that there is a machlekes tanoim amroim, and tsukin the alme is like one, and the dayen paskund like the other. So what does it mean? That means if the dayan himself later on realizes that he made a mistake, he should have paskened like Sugyan Daumi. But if the dayan, let's say, has his reasons as to why he is convinced that the halacha is not the way that most dayanim pask. What does Sugin Da'alma mean? Sugin Da'alma, so Rashi, Daf Lamed Gimel says, it means the Trov Dayonim pasken one way, and the Dayan pasken the other way. Now the question is, since only Dayan on Mashin of Reis, so what? So why is it a toys? It's toys. It's toys which God does. It's not a toys. He has a right. He has a right to pasken according to his conviction. As long as there is no Rav Bezdin, so he is not mechuyev to succumb. It's only Rav Poskim. What does it mean? Rav Dayonim Paskin one way. So that's Rav Poskim. Rav Dayonim Paskin that way. But he Paskin the other way. And the other way also has a basis. In other words, it's a machlekes, tanoim, amroim. So the other svore has just as much of a basis as the svore, the way Rav Dayonim Paskin. So why is it a toyes in the dino machine of race? So the answer is, if, let's say, even now, after the dying found out that Rav Dayonim Paskin the other way, he'll insist that the halacha is the way he paskened, then it's not even considered to be Torah. It's not Torah b'shiko adas. That's the right of the dying. Only dying machine of race. But in the case where he realizes that he made an error, some then it is a toyes v'shikladas. All right. Now, this halacha of the love of l'sugum tish contains two yisurim. The ikalav, which is implicit in the pshutish al mikro, l'sugum in the sense of not being afraid, and the adalav, the droshe of l'sachnisu es dvarechem. So the droshe of l'sachnisu es dvarechem that applies to a talmid. That applies even to a talmid. The traditional mikro of Isoguru in the sense of don't be afraid, that applies only to a dayan. Either a dayan who is Mimunel Rabbi, who was Nismane, so that's his task to be done. Or, according to the Rambam and Teisves, even if he's not a dying kavua, if he was not Mimun El Rabin, but he already involved himself in a certain case as a dying. So then, according to the Rambam, the love of his guru, in the sense, don't be afraid, applies to him. But it's not only, as it appears from the chinuch, so this love, which applies to Dayan, and from Washington the Chinuch also, it's mashma. He says, "Shall is mitzvah tov tesvo, shall yogo hadayin nish, shall nimna hadayin milira miish, milodin dinemes, vafilo im ish mazik, asponim, ava moyach, elo yachte chesadin, vlo yosim libe klal, mehezek b'shvul dinei." V'al zeneh motzikon leish. In other words, the droshe. Shem otim aplini roshehu. Shem yadmikes dishi. He's a very wicked person. He'll meet out vengeance against me. He'll destroy my property. So he's mechuyev to sustain the extreme hardship. So that applies only to a diet. Now, but in the previous love, mitzvah tof yudale, the chinuch mentions, shalul hamidayon shalul lomat chochmas ateo. So he says, shenimna bez nagodlo yorishagolu shalul yamidayon lishpikesor, shalul lomat chochmas ateo, ubeyo mishpoteo ha'inshorim v'atzadikim, v'afiru hoyo boi kamo milis nirbodeis, acha sheni yedeo uboki duchochmas ateo, ein rohu im neise dayon, v'al zen ema uisatiru ponim mishpot. So that's one man. V'chein pirosho uisatiru ponim mishpot, zeh ha'mimune leishe dayonim, klima she'ilo bo azo azu. V'omuzal, shemotim ha'rishpleini noe, o yigibe, o sheyedeo ducholoshin, o yishibeni dayon, likach nema uisatiru ponim. V'vishenimtso mizake sachayev, umechayev ez azakay, v'lo yimtei shiru roshon, elo mipnei sheni yedeo. So then he says, the chinuch says, "Vineges mitzvah zu bechol mokim uchol zman." Veiver al ze umino dayan shenechochom machmasoshrei uitoyv midoyso uimavose yisay machmas trivol botles zu veon shigod meit. So the law implies that one is not allowed to midmane dayan who is not a chochem bechochmas atir. Then he says the chinuch, "Umichlau mitzvah zu gam kein." לפי הדמה, שכל מי שבירו רואי סייפני הכל, לימניס עליהם מימונים לשום עניין, שיוסים כל השגחוסי וכל דייטי, לימניס מהם הורים והטבים עלי סיימינו, שהכל צריכה נעשה. So in other words, the same love of לסקציר אופונים במשפות applies to other מימוני, other promise at similar also. But in respect to Dayan, so even if he's Kulim Ahmad, even if a certain person, even if a certain candidate is Kulim Ahmad, he has all miles, except one mile he doesn't have. He's not the Chocham Chochmas Atayra. So Mimele, he is even the Lab of the Zakir upon him by Mishpat, because how can he be a Dayan if he's not the Chocham Chochmas Atayra? He can, even if he has all the miles. So in other words, so if he's not the Chochem Chochmas Atayra, so in spite of all the other miles that he possesses, so he is not competent to be a Dayan. Masha'in kein Adam Mimunim, so there it's not indispensable that he should be a Chochem Chochmas Atayra in order to be a Ma'aretz HaTzibur. But he has to be competent. If he's not competent, then somebody will appoint as a Ma'aretz HaTzibur over any matter. So when he's not competent in that realm, so he'll be able to love all his akir upon him. That is says, Omuch to Michal Mitzvah Zugam Kein Lifi Adeime, Shekom Ni Shepiro Rei Seit Neyako, Rimei Sali Mimunim Lishum Inye, She Yosim Kol Ashko Chosei Vichol Daitei Rimei Smeem, Horuim Vaateivim Aloi Seminu, She Akol Tzrich Reis. In other words, if somebody or if the tzibur themselves will appoint as a parnes over any matter, over any inyan, a political appointment, when they know that he is not very competent for that appointment, so there will be even the love of a takir upon a mishpat. All right. So then he says, "V'limnis me'em oruim v'atev malisim minu shakol tzchich meisei v'lo yogo mepneish limnis es mishen ero." So the chinuch implies that the iser of liyogom v'ish, in other words, in the sense of not being afraid, here it couldn't have the other meaning of v'sachnis u'dvarecho. So applies not only to a dayan, but to anyone who is mimune as a parnes al hatzibur. So in other words, this aloche, that the special iser of lisogurum pneish, in the sense, don't be afraid that one is mechuyev, that a dayan is mechuyev to face all hardships. So it not only applies to dayan, but it applies to anyone who is a mimune litzibur, whether it's dayones or some other schore. In other words, a private person is not mechuyev to face all hardships in order to say the truth. But one who is Mimuna Latzibo, even if it's not Dayones, so he is bound by the Iser of Loisagur. That's how it's mashma from the Chinuch, even though the Chinuch mentions that Agavuche in connection with Mitzvah Tov Yudeit, Tov Yudalet, but he implies that. So in other words, now we said that this special Yisrael, now that doesn't raise any difficulty. Now, one could say, well, that seems to be inconsistent with what I said, because I said that there are two Yisurim. One Yisrael is addresses itself only to Yidayim. The other Yisrael is reference to everybody. But here he says, Luisokuru, in the sense of not being afraid in respect to a Mimune, Al the Tzibur, another Yonim, not a Yonis. So the answer is, there is no stire. Two, the Iker Yisrael of Luisokuru in the sense of not being afraid, it applies to Dayan. So it doesn't mean it applies only to Dayan. It applies to everyone who is Kavua Rabbi, whether it's Dayonis, or it's a mother charge, but he's klimun l'rabi. So if somebody is a panis atzibo, and he does not, and he is not matzil oshuk miateshke because he's afraid, he's a tough man, that person, maybe he'll meet out vengeance, so he's either the love of l'segurumtnish. Now, with the Bach has to l'sheines, whether the love of Loisoguru Mitneish has reference only to Benodim Chavere in matters of Lahatzil Oshuk Miyadeshke, but not Benodim Lemoke, or it has reference even to Benodim Lemoke. Now, I said last time that it's Mistaber that insofar as the second Yisrael of Luisaguru Mitneish, Luisaguru in the sense of Lesachnises Varechem, that applies even to the Talmud, that he shouldn't remain silent, so that applies even to Benodim Mokim too. So it's true from the Lashon of the Ramban, it's mashma, it applies only to Benodim Chavere, so that's only in respect to the first Yisrael, the Ikar Yisrael, of Luisaguru in the sense of not being afraid. Now, but one thing is so now, how now the Bach says that in one version that it applies to Benodim Lemokim also. So again, we have to say, according to the first version, the Bach, that it applies that the Ikar Yisrael of Lisegur and Nish, Lisegur in the sense of not being afraid, of being ready to face any hardship, any extreme hardship, even a remote, that it applies to Benodim Lemokim too, so it doesn't mean that according to the Bach's first lashon, so if a person, let's say, sees that another person does something that is wrong, he's Michal Shabbos, he eats treifik, and he knows that if he will speak out against the Chil Shabbos of another person, so there will be serious repercussions, there will be a physical detriment to him. So it's not mistaber that a private person is mechuyev to face all hardships in order to be meche against the averes v'nodol mokim of another private person. That's not mistaber, because the first portion of the Bach only says that the love of Lisegur applies to v'nodol mokim just as it applies to v'nodol chaveri. But in Minot Chaveri too, it only applies to whom? To a Dayan or to a Parnes HaTzibur? Someone who is Kavua L'Rabim, whose task it is to deal with such things. It doesn't apply to a private person. It doesn't apply to a Talmid. I mean, this is there, of being Mesa Nefesh himself, of facing all hardships. I mean, even Choshe Rechikov Pekach Nefesh. So even in respect to Benodim Chaveri La'atziloshek Miyateishke, it doesn't apply to a Talmid. So why should it apply to Benodim Moke insofar as a private person is concerned? So that is mistaber, that a private person is not mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh himself for the mitzvah of Techochet. In other words, if a person is only able to be mechiyach another person for his averes, at the expense of a great physical detriment, or at the expense of the of a choshe of pikuach nefesh, then he's certainly not mechuyev to be meich. What the Bach means, let's say, if somebody is a rov in the city, so he is mimune l'rabi to be a rov in the city, and so the question is, and the Arab Ayonim in the city who are ever aveiris, and if he will be meich, you protest against their behavior, so there might be a physical detriment. So there are two nishenes in the Bach as to whether he's mechuyev to be meisa nefesh himself. I mean, of facing all hardships and even mechshosh rechik of nefesh or not. But if he's a private person, so then it goes without saying that he's not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh himself, because binodim lemokim could not be more chomor in that respect, insofar as the love of Rishagul Mdish is concerned, than Nodul Chaveri. And insofar as Nodul Chaveri is concerned, Lahatzel Oshuk Miyateishke, so there is no chiyuv of Misiras Nefesh, of not being afraid of facing all hardships, even assuming the risk of Echshosher Rechik of Pikach Nefesh, for a private person only, for a Dayan or any Parnes HaTzibur, but not for a private person. So the 2 days in the Bach, as to whether there is a chiyuv of Misiras Nefesh, to be mimeiche against Arayonim, that applies only to someone who is mimune litzibur. Let's say if someone is a rov in a city. So then there are two lishenis in the Bach as to whether he's mechuyev to be misa nefesh in order to protest against Aviras Nodul Mokim. But as far as the Yochid is concerned, so then whether it's Nodul Mokim or Nodul Chaveirei, there is no chiyuv of Lisaguru in the sense of not being afraid, but only Lisaguru in the sense of Lisachnisu es Dvareichem. But as insofar as the love of Lisaguru in the sense of Lisachnisu es Dvareichem is concerned, so it's like all other mitzvahs asei and mitzvahs lois asei b'shev al taise. So him Rav is Deiche. All right, now. Heiche domek vadi. Omar Rav Yude, Omar Rav, Ish Pleini Yato Chaye, Ish Pleini Yato Zaka. So that's Gmardi. Omar Rav, Halochek Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch. What does Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch say? That mitzvah liftzeya, because there are 3 mandomas, 3 tanoim. There is the Tanekame, who says that kishem shadim bishleisho kar bitzua bishleisho nigmar adin atorashoy lifteya, but kaden gmar adin, so there is a rishus, but only rishus. And then there is the Taner of Yeshua ben Koch who says it's a mitzvah, and then there is the Taner of Lezer bnei shel Rabbi Yisi Aglili who says that it's not even a rishus, it's also lifteya. Now the Gemara calls in one place, so the Gemara calls Rav Lezer bnei shel Rabbi Yisi Aglili Tanekame, and then Davo Vomit Beis, and in Dav Zayin the Gemara calls the first one, the one who says Nigmar Adini Atarashay Lifzei Tanekame. But there are 3 tanoi. So the Gemara says Omar Rav Halochik Rabbi Shimon Koch. So in other words, the Halochik is like Rabbi Shimon Koch. What does Rabbi Shimon Koch say? That it's a mitzvah. Not only it's not osir, and not only rishus, but it's a mitzvah. Pshor is a mitzvah. Eini from Ravune, Talmid the Rav, ki have osir likamid Ravune. Omalu idine bise, ipshor bise. So what's the kashe? So in other words, apparently it's not a mitzvah, because if it's a mitzvah, he shouldn't ask them, he shouldn't submit it to them, whether they want. He leaves it to their discretion. So, Rabune Talmidei the Rav, and he left it. He left it. Rabune left it to the discretion of the parties, of the Tevei and the Nitra, or the Din or Pshore. But if it's a mitzvah, you shouldn't leave it to the discretion of the parties. This is what the Makshin assumed, that according to Rav Shimon Koche, that it's a mitzvah, so he shouldn't submit it to the discretion of the parties, but it's a mitzvah, so we should apply a pshor. So the Gemara answers, my mitzvah name the Kamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, mitzvah lememralu, idine bi say pshor bi. So in other words, mitzvah doesn't mean that by himself, without even asking the parties, he should apply pshore. It means it's a mitzvah to suggest it to the parties, but he has to ask the parties. Now, so it's mashma that this is the teretz of the Gemara, but the makshin is yom, no. That the one who says mitzvah, he doesn't even have to ask. How could a makshin have such a salgadaitoch that the one who says mitzvah, he doesn't even have to ask? Of course, pshore requires rotzen baledin. I mean, you can't impose a pshore upon baledin. So it is obvious that even though Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha says mitzvah, he doesn't mean mitzvah. He has to force them to accept the pshore, because it requires rotzen baledin, and Gemara says vilchas pshore tzrachekiyeh. So it certainly cannot be imposed. It cannot be forced upon them. What did the Gemara ask? What was the Makshin's kashe? Any was Rabbuna told me the Rav, Karos Tam Rabbuna, he didn't say Pshora B'Yisei. What kind of a kashe is it? The Makshin couldn't conceive any other alternative. Obviously, when Rabbi Shimon Korcha says mitzvah, he means it's a mitzvah to suggest, but it has to. Yes, the dayan has to get the best, has to get the consent of the parties. So what kind of a kashi is it? So this is a territory Gemara. But what did the Makshin think? So of course, it goes without saying that the Makshin knew that Rabbi Shua ben Korcha doesn't say it's a mitzvah and doesn't require the consent of the parties. Of course, Pshoret requires the consent of the parties and Pshoret's Rekinyan, but the Makshin assumed, too, it requires the consent of the parties. And it requires Kabbalah's Kinyan, but since it's a mitzvah, so the dying could even exert pressure upon the Baledin, to prevail upon them, to exert pressure. But Ravune didn't exert pressure at all. On the contrary, he just asked them, didn't we sleep, shall we? In other words, doesn't make any difference to me.